Rod's Pulse Podcast number 41, podcasting news, microphones, and pod safe denon.
This is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back.
Paychecks like necklaces and bracelets, talking about nothing, not thinking about death. Every little heartbeat, every little breath. People walk a tightrope on a razor's edge, carrying their hurt and hatred and weapons. It could be a bomb or a bullet or a pen, or a thought or a word or a sentence. There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I don't know why I say the things I say, but I say them anyway. But love will come, set me free. Love will come, set me free. I do believe.
Well, I don't know about you, but I really like that voice. That's a song called Ain't No Reason by Brett Denon. And if you're a fan of the Fox TV show House, you may have noticed that that was a featured song on their May 1st episode. I have to wonder whether Fox didn't choose that because of the Virginia Tech tragedy. Anyway, I'll be playing the full song, Ain't No Reason, by Brett Denon. Again, it's from the PodSafe Music Network, but looks like Brett is making it big, and it's bound to be picked up more that he's had some play on television. Is an unusual voice. It sounds like a female voice. In fact, he says he's influenced by Tracy Chapman. So anyway, I think you'll enjoy the song. It's at the end of the podcast. And as usual, I'll have links to the music websites. Today I'll be relaying some news from the Podosphere, three brief articles. And then what I'm going to do is concentrate on reviewing microphones that I'm using. So a little bit of podcasting tech. I am currently using the third microphone, and I'll play them side by side so you can see the difference in quality. And if you're into podcasting yourself, which I hope you are, you might consider my latest microphone. Okay, some news from the Podosphere. The first article is called Wizard Media Distributes Over 70 Million Podcast Downloads in March. Now, I'm not familiar with Wizard Media. They claim they're one of the largest podcast hosting networks. They distributed over 70 million podcast episodes in March to an audience of millions, as they say. And a quote from the CEO says, quote, "The audience for audio and video podcasts is growing substantially as more consumers become aware of the vast array of high-quality, free content available not only to iPod owners but to anyone with a computer or MP3 player." Now, the second article is similar in that it's talking about the growth of podcasting. It's called Pod Stars, Obscure Experts Find Techno Fame. And as you probably realize, podcasting has been basically entertainment-dominated format with a lot of music and talk shows. But now, as this article mentions, some previously obscure academics and educators and amateur enthusiasts are getting into the podcasting game and producing some interesting, if obscure, topics. One podcast called Pod Dictionary examines the history and origins of one English word 5 days a week and has been downloaded 2.3 million times in less than 2 years. So, you know, this is what they call the long tail. It's the narrow casting that podcasting allows. You can pick almost any topic and find someone who is podcasting on it. Even the president, the Pope, and even the Queen of England all have podcasts, and quite a few now in the education category, as this article mentions. One podcast directory lists 1,300 podcasts in the education category out of a total of about 30,000 podcasts that they're tracking. and iTunes, of course, which is probably the most popular way to get podcasts. On iTunes, you'll see a dozen education-related podcasts regularly rank in the top 100 podcasts based on new subscriptions. And the last piece of news I'll mention is something of interest to many of you who are probably educators out there. And it's titled GT Prof, Students Learn Better Via iPod Versus Lecture. Now, this is a Georgia Tech professor, Jim Foley, who is a computer science prof, and he decided to test this in his computer science class. One section was taught with in-class lectures only, and the other group, students viewed, I guess that's a video podcast, before class on their iPods or laptops. And everything else was the same, lecture content, homework, and exams and all. So Dr. Foley found that students using iPods or laptops scored grades about 10% better than the in-class lecture group. So he's going to repeat that, but as Dr. Foley says, he thinks the reason is that if you get the lectures out of the way and let students listen to them on their own, there's more time for meaningful discussion in the classroom once the lecture's out of the way. So that's an approach I think that's bound to catch on. Okay, now for my main topic today, I wanted to review information about the microphones I've been using. On the first podcast that I did over a year ago now, I used a pretty inexpensive microphone that's attached to a headset, something you might get with a laptop computer, Radio Shack, maybe in the $15 range. And I used that for several podcasts. And here's a little clip, and you can see the difference comparing my current microphone to the one I was using about a year ago.
Goal is to podcast while I am in San Diego at the upcoming Blackboard conference. Blackboard, as you know, is the software behind Pulse. And if you are a Pulse user, faculty person running a course, or an organization manager, then you may be interested in seeing how you can enhance your content by adding your own podcast.
Okay, in the second clip, you'll hear the output from an Audio-Technica microphone I was using, and the audio clip itself describes some of the issues around recording microphones, whether it's dynamic or condenser mic. So listen to this, and I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Initial podcasts, I was using a very cheap combination headset that had a microphone attached, and I wasn't happy with the tone. The real cheap microphones leave a lot to be desired, especially in the low frequencies. So in my more recent podcast, I've been using a borrowed Audio-Technica Pro AX2 microphone. Apparently it's not available anymore, but there are many similar microphones available. I think the important thing is that it's what's called a cardioid dynamic microphone. Cardioid, heart-shaped, I guess, refers to the area that you're going to pick up sound. It's pretty unidirectional, which is really what you want for a microphone to, especially if you're recording interviews, because you want to reject background noise. Now, dynamic refers to the kind of technology in the microphone. I'm not going to go through the details, but it's a relatively inexpensive mic. You can get mics like this for the neighborhood of $50 to $80, I would suppose. In fact, I have a link to a similar one in my show notes. It goes to a Radio Shack website. The more expensive ones are the condenser microphones, and I don't have any direct experience with those. I know they're very good. It's what professionals tend to use, and they connect it to they have to connect it to a power supply. That's one of the drawbacks of a condenser microphone, and makes them more expensive, is that you have an associated amplifier and power source to power the microphone. So there you have it. Now, what is this new condenser microphone that I'm using? It's called the Samson C01U Podcast Recording Microphone. Of course, it's not limited to podcasting. It could be used for any studio recording mic. The company promotes this as a podcast recording pack, in that it comes with one of these microphone holders, which they call spider holder. It has elastic straps that help to isolate the microphone from low frequency noises that might be coming through your desk if you tap on the desk and so forth. It won't be transmitted through the solid material. It's a condenser mic, and it's touted as the very first affordable studio condenser mic with a direct USB output. Now, in the last little clip I played, I mentioned that condenser mics require a power source and an amplifier in order to allow you to plug it into your computer. This one is different. It's the first one that I'm aware of that has the power source coming from the USB plug. So it plugs right into your USB port. The USB interface powers the condenser preamp, which is in the microphone. I've been really pleased with it. I think you can tell for yourself the difference in quality of sound. And the nice part is the price. I mean, I would have expected to spend hundreds of dollars for a decent condenser microphone, but they've gotten the price way down. You can buy the mic alone for the neighborhood of $70 if you shop around, or the full podcast recording pack, which includes the mic stand that I mentioned, and some other accessories, and a very nice aluminum carrying case. So check it out. Again, as always, I have the URLs to everything I've been talking about on my show notes at www.rodspulsepodcast.com. That about does it for today. So please stand by for the full song Ain't No Reason by Brett Denon. Enjoy.
Please leave Rod feedback at 610-616-2199.
There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I can't explain why we live this way. We do it every day. Preachers on the podium speaking of saints. Prophets on the sidewalk begging for change. Old ladies laughing from the fire escape, cursing my name. I got a basket full of lemons and they all taste the same. A window in a pigeon with a broken wing. You can spend your whole life working for something just to have it taken away. People walk around pushing back their debts, wearing paychecks like necklaces and bracelets. Talking about nothing, not thinking about death. Every little heartbeat, every little breath. People walk a tightrope on a razor's edge, carrying their hurt and hatred and weapons. It could be a bomb or a bullet or a pen, or a thought or a word or a sentence. There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I don't know why I say the things I say, but I say them anyway. But love will come, set me free. Love will come, set me free. I do believe. Love will come, set me free. I know it will. Love will come, set me free. Yes. Prison walls still standing tall. Some things never change at all. Keep on building prisons, gonna fill them all. Keep on building bombs, gonna drop them all. Working your fingers bare to the bone. Breaking your back, make you sell your soul. Like a lung, it's filled with cold. Suffocating slow. The wind blows wild and I may move. But politicians lie and I am not fooled. You don't need no raisin or a three-piece suit to argue the truth. The air on my skin and the world under my toes. Slavery stitched to the fabric of my clothes. Chaos and commotion wherever I go. Love I try to follow. Love will come set me free. Love will come set me free. I do believe. Love will come set me free. I know it will. Love will come, set me free. Yes. There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I can't explain why we live this way. We do it every day.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Merry, and does not represent the official viewpoint of Thomas Jefferson University, or any other institution or company.